everybody, it's Madison. I'm here to introduce you to a new audio drama, Anticrastination. It's a comedy that follows a pair of people trying to reinvent themselves as they make a podcast called Anticrastination, about reaching goals and getting organized when things go horribly and hilariously wrong. Kip is a former radio newsman desperate to restart his career before it's too late. Free Spirit Dee Dee is trying to find a purpose for herself after years of seeking. They are joined by their inflexible sound designer, Magnus, who feels like he's wasting his life. Things get even more chaotic when a guest expert ends up staying longer than planned. We hear their train wreck of a show in each episode, driven by their struggles with validation, relevance, and self-esteem. It's one part screwball comedy, one part parody, and one part heartfelt struggle for success. Okay, everybody, enjoy!
Pod Puddle Studios.
You're busy. We get it. Your time is your most valuable commodity. You're charting new territories, blazing new trails, connecting with people around the world. To do that, you need to look your best and feel your best without sacrificing your time. That's why we've created Ensemble Box. Ensemble Box is a meal prep and fashion delivery subscription bringing you gourmet meals and the latest styles in one convenient package. Wow a potential new client with steak au poivre packed alongside a perfect silk suit and shoes. Host a semi-formal gathering with our skewers and charcuterie board while keeping all eyes on you with pleated slacks and a cashmere sweater. Or maybe take a time out with that special someone with a little black dress and oysters Rockefeller. Underwear and condiments included. Ensemble Box is everything you need to make an impression in one package. Sign up today and use the code ANTICRASTINATION to get 10% off your first 6 months. Ensemble Box.
It's time to get organized. You're listening to Anticrastination, a podcast about finding the time to do what you want, when you want, and how you want. So get ready to mark off that to-do list, put everything in its place, and feel good about yourself. Now here are your hosts, Kip Knight and Dee Dee Dedina.
Yeah, but you know, back in the day, there was nothing like it.
No drinking in the studio.
Huh?
No drinking in the studio.
Well, I just need a little lubrication for the old pipes. It's
no drinking in the studio.
But, all right. I suppose you don't want anything to spill on the equipment. Expensive mics. But yeah, this is nothing like it was back in the day. Back then, they were all Telefunkens. Like, every one of them. Can you imagine? They had all kinds of money back then, but it was worth it because, you know, it made your voice sound just like butter. They cared about the voice. They understood its power. Not like now. I should have known the industry was going in the toilet when they started replacing the Telefunkens with, I don't know, some cheap knockoffs. They don't call them Telefunkens anymore, do they? What do they call them? Magnus? What do they call them? It's a German name. Neumann.
Neumann.
Neumann, right. Telefunken became Neumann, right.
No.
Huh?
They're different companies.
Are they? Huh. Like butter.
No drinking in the studio.
Right. Have you heard from Dee Dee? I mean, we should get this show on the road.
We've started.
Huh? What do you mean?
We're recording. Right now.
What do you mean? I mean, you're recording now? Why?
Your studio time has started. So, I'm recording.
Oh, well, I guess you'll edit all this out.
No.
What do you mean?
You're not paying enough for me to do editing.
Look, I don't understand. You can't just cut this part out? I mean, Dee Dee isn't even here. We haven't even... I mean, come on, this is...
You booked the studio for a specified time. I set it up. I started recording when your scheduled time began. I'll stop when it's over. I'll put in your intro and outro and publish it for you, as you signed up for.
But that's not... We need more than that.
It's what Miss Dedina signed up for.
It's what Dee Dee signed up for. Dee Dee doesn't know what the hell we need.
She booked the studio. She wrote the check.
I mean, just because she's paying, it doesn't... Okay. How much would more time cost?
I'm booked.
You're booked?
Yes.
Completely booked?
Yes.
You're telling me this rinky-dink studio squatting in the warehouse district is just brimming with important clients whose voices must be preserved, and there's not even 5 minutes more to be had?
Yes.
Well, how much would it cost to do editing for us?
I'm booked.
Oh, but look, we can't make a podcast about getting organized and put out this. This whole project is important to me, Magnus. It's a chance at... Well, it's a new career, and I need to put out something of quality. My reputation. You know I have to preserve my name. I mean, I was the voice of Y87 News Rocket News. Kip Knight delivers words you can rely on. The community knows me and expects a certain level of panache and savoir-faire. I mean, you can understand that. So let's be reasonable here. I mean, what would it take to get a little more recording time and get some editing done,
I'm booked.
Oh, come on!
Sorry. I'm so sorry. You won't believe the morning I've had, Kippy.
Oh, God. Dee Dee, will you listen?
I had to take some clothes to the dry cleaners. I was going to do it yesterday, but I ran into Suzanne, and then time got away from me, and so I said, whatever. I'll take it tomorrow. So I had to take some clothes to the dry cleaners, and I was in my car and out of the driveway and down the road when I realized, I forgot them. So I drove all the way back.
Well, be careful.
Oopsie poodle.
No, you're kidding.
Sorry.
Dee Dee, listen,
so anyway,
we've got a problem.
I got here, but I got stuck between two cars in the parking lot, and then I tried to grab a bottle of water from the vending machine, and it ate my money. So I had to go to reception, but there was no one out there.
No drinking in the studio.
Oh, what was that, Magnus? Oh, Magnus cutie. I can hear you in the other room.
You have to put on your headphones.
Huh?
The headphones, Dee Dee.
Right. Hold on. The earmuff thingies. There. Oh, yeah, I got them. So, high tech. Now, what were you saying, Magnus?
No drinking in the studio.
Oh, I know, Magnus, honey, I know, but that's just the thing. There was no one there at the front desk. What is the name of that nice girl who works there?
Margot.
Where was she, Magnus?
I have no idea. Probably stepped out for coffee.
Oh, coffee. It's not a huge deal, but now I'm so parched. Simply parched.
Dee Dee.
Whatever else we do, I must get some water.
No drinking in the studio.
I must get some water before it gets started. Yes.
We've already started.
What?
I've been trying to tell you. We've already started. Magnus began recording already, and he says you didn't contract any additional time or editing with him. Whatever we record right now is what he's going to put on the podcast.
Really?
Really.
Magnus, is that true? you can be a little more flexible, can't you?
Oh, my God.
Do you think we can work something out, you and me?
No.
Well, look, is there anything we can do? We can't send out all this... this... this chatter on the podcast will sound ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know. A lot of podcasts are just people chattering away about nothing for an hour.
Yeah, well, that's not the sort of podcast I want to do. We're trying to create something important, something meaningful and useful to people. There's got to be something we can do.
You can edit it yourself.
Oh, well, that's good. We'll edit it ourselves. You can do that, can't you, Kip?
I didn't really ever...
Oh, come on. You were on the radio all those years. Famous weatherman.
News anchor. At the end there.
Uh-huh, yes, but weatherman, then the news for just a little bit. So you know how to do all that stuff.
I don't. Look, I never had to deal with that, the editing stuff. I mean, that wasn't me. I was the talent, not the staff. You know, I had better things to do, important things. No offense, Magnus. So maybe we should just cancel today and try again next time.
No refunds.
If you were just a little more flexible, we wouldn't have to cancel.
Oh, I don't want to cancel, Kip.
But Dee Dee, this is terrible. We'll cancel today and try again next time and schedule some more slots later on.
I'm booked.
Or maybe find a different studio to work with.
No refunds.
Kippy, no, we can't stop now.
Why not?
Well, we've already booked the studio.
So? Mm-hmm. It's not like you can't afford it.
But we're already here. And we'd have to find a different place, and then it would delay everything. I've already told the Seekers and Moon Children discussion group about the podcast. They're all very excited. Plus, we wouldn't want to waste poor Magnus's time.
Too late.
But we'll sound ridiculous.
I think it'll be fine.
What?
It'll be fine. Our listeners will understand. It's a way for them to relate to us, you know? Get a glimpse behind the microphone at the real Kip and Dee Dee. Oh, they'll love it.
No. We cannot.
Please, Kippy. We've already started. Let's just roll with it.
We want to sound like a professional podcast here. You know, like Serial.
Serial? What kind of cereal? You know, I like the frosted kinds, but ugh, too much sugar.
Can we... all right. I guess we could try to salvage... Wait. They're listening right now.
Who is?
The listeners.
The listeners are listening. Isn't that what they do?
No. I mean, all of this that we've been talking about, the listeners to our podcast are hearing because Magnus has a titanium rod where his... that's how it goes sometimes, listeners. We're going to start things off with some zingers for the blooper reel. Look, why don't we just try to talk about what we planned on talking about for the remainder of the time we have here? How much time do we have left, Magnus?
You are well underway.
Oh, best laid plans and all that. All right, Dee Dee, let's just talk about what we prepared for today, okay?
Sure, that sounds good. What were we talking about today? Can't find my notes. No. That's a bank statement.
We were going to talk about our careers and what brought us to want to make this podcast. Our drives and motivations. The fire in our knowledge engines.
I thought we were going to share a favorite productivity tip.
No, we were going to do that next time, or maybe we can do both. So, let's start by introducing ourselves.
Oh, okay. Hi, everyone.
Well, hello, listeners. I'm Kip Knight, your host. You might recognize me as the voice of Y87 News Rocket News
and weather.
And weather before that station was shut down. Isn't that the way things go? Time marching on, not caring upon whom it trods. But I've spent a lifetime in the industry, and let me tell you, that has to work like a well-oiled machine, delivering the news you need.
And weather.
That's right, Dee Dee. The weather, too. Delivering all that information to the public in a timely and reliable manner. And it's my hope to share my experiences with you. Dee Dee?
Hmm?
Do you want to tell everyone a little about yourself and your background?
Oh, are you done? Sure. Hi, everyone. I am Deidre Deborah Dedina, but you can call me Dee Dee. And I'm just so excited to have a podcast now and to be able to talk with you all and, most of all, help you find a more productive and positive self. You know, I find the human mind so fascinating. I do. I mean, when I was studying psychology at Brown, I realized that there's just so much we don't know about the psyche, like how it works and how it thinks. So I have spent a lot of time trying to find alternative and spiritual pathways to unlock our mental potential. Like, okay, there's this thing about crystals that if you strike them with a small hammer, are you with me? They vibrate and resonate, and that, like, makes your brain vibrate. you know what I mean.
Not really, no.
Magnus, you know about resonances and brain vibrations. You know, don't you?
I've recorded music that'll make your brain vibrate.
Oh.
We're a little short on time. sorry about that, folks. Why don't we continue on and...
What about Magnus?
What about him?
Well, he should say a little something about himself, too.
But why?
He's part of our podcast team.
Well, I don't... I mean, Magnus is the engineer here at the studio.
Pod Puddle Studios. Such a cute name. Did you think of that name, Magnus?
No.
Yeah, well, yes... Yes, but we hired him. He's not,
I'm not what, Kip?
Well, not very flexible, for one.
Tell us a little about yourself, Magnus. Don't you want to tell us something about yourself?
No.
There, you see? He's happier that way.
So mysterious. So mysterious. I'm going to figure out what's going on inside that cute little head of yours.
I wouldn't count on it.
You know, you remind me of a transcendental shaman I once spent a weekend with.
Oh, boy.
Same neat beard, same nice physique. He had taken a vow of silence. He took me through several elevated spiritual planes using just his hands.
Dee Dee,
you are just like him. Well, except for the vow of silence part, you're good. But he was much better.
I don't suppose you could take a vow of silence?
Oh, that might be fun, but I'd have to get all my talking out of the way first.
Yes, well, warn me if you do so I can take a vow of deafness.
Oh, Kip Muffin, don't tease. You seem to like it when I talk in bed.
We should turn our attention to using the time we have left efficiently. After all, that's what this podcast is all about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Great. So, we were, what were we,
We were talking about the fire in our loins.
Wait, what?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what you said just a second ago.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did. You said something about fire in us, somewhere.
What? No, the fire in... Just forget it, all right? Look, Yes. The things that that made us want to do this podcast.
Oh, right.
Right. So, did you have any more to say about that?
I don't think so.
Nothing else.
Well, what about you?
I already said what I prepared.
Oh, that wasn't very much.
Well, I thought it would be enough. I mean, we never had much time on the radio. It's all quick segments. You know, I'm used to working with shorter bits.
I'll bet.
Excuse me.
Magnus, you're terrible.
Can we please just focus here? All right, let's try to share something more useful. Like, okay, your idea, the tip.
The tip of what?
No, the tips. You wanted to share a favorite productivity tip with everyone.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you have a tip you can share?
I'm sure I can think of one.
Well, the clock is ticking. You know, Magnus, can you just give us like 5 minutes more?
Nope.
And you're just going to stop recording when we run out of time?
Yes.
But can you just... come on, Dee Dee, do you have a tip?
Don't rush me.
We wouldn't have to rush if you'd been on time.
I told you why I was late. It's not my fault.
It kind of is. And we can't edit this thing because you didn't arrange for a contract that included editing.
Well, how was I supposed to know? I didn't see you running out here to write a check. Did you?
No, that's not... I don't exactly have an income right now. And you said you would, you know, handle everything financially.
And I did, didn't I? This podcast was my idea, wasn't it?
Well, I feel like it's sort of a joint creative effort.
No. It was my idea. I remember thinking it up while we were having sex that night after the podcasting conference.
Dee Dee, you cannot talk about that on our podcast.
I can't? Oh. Sorry, everyone. I'll rephrase. While we were making love.
That's not... Wait. While we were...
You were doing your thing, and I was just thinking about how much I needed to reorganize my closet. And then I started thinking about how much I wish I could reorganize my life. And I thought about all the seminars and classes and drum circles I'd been to. All the wealth of knowledge I'd picked up over the years. All those books and pamphlets and CDs. And how much of a struggle it's been. Especially lately. And how, if I could maybe just organize my life a little better, then I could do the things I really wanted to do. And that just sounded so, so nice. And that's when I had the idea for anti-procrastination, because, you know, procrastination is bad, and the opposite of pro is anti. And I just knew you were perfect for it. And that's when I pitched you the idea, the next morning while you were trying to find your underwear. Can someone just crastinate? Wait, con is also the opposite of pro, and should we call the podcast Concrastination? Would that be better, Magnus? Magnus, is it too late to change the name of our podcast?
Yes.
No, we can't. Okay, yes, you're right. This podcast is a great opportunity for us and our listeners. A chance to organize our lives. Yes, certainly. Me, with 25 years of professional radio experience, and you with your mushroom tea and patchouli oil. Between us, we have a lot of knowledge. And we're so very happy to be able to share it all with our audience. If we get an audience.
Yes, I thought so.
Yeah, I guess this is... a good a time as any to tell our listeners that you can email us here at the show at hosts@anticrastination.fyi. And I hope you folks will come back next week because we've got a very special guest planned.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, a very special guest. Tell us about the guest, Dee Dee.
Huh?
The guest. His name is, yeah, it just slipped my mind. It's, Dee Dee. His name is, his name is...
Doctor something.
Oh, forget, you were the one who reached out to him.
I wrote it down somewhere. Oh, hang on. It's on a gum wrapper.
Well, once again, listeners, I'm asking for your patience. Just on the tip of your tongue, and suddenly you can't remember. And, well, you know how things go. It never rains if it pours.
Is that a weatherman thing?
I was a news anchor at the end.
Wait. Quick, Kip, smell my breath.
What? Why?
I'm trying to remember if I was chewing mint or cinnamon gum.
Oh, my God. Look, never mind. I found it. Yes, listeners, Dr. Tad Greason will be joining us to talk about his book, which is called...
Mint. It was mint, I think.
Do you remember the name of his book, Dee Dee?
No.
Ah, yes. Chained Goals. Lovely. So that's going to be very exciting.
It's all so exciting. Ah, this studio is so cool.
Yeah, so... Be sure to tune back in for that. Magnus, how much time do we have left?
Not much.
And you're really going to stop recording when our time runs out?
Yes.
You can't just give us a little more time.
No.
Magnus, what's all this stuff here do?
Don't touch anything.
Oh, so stern, our mystery man. Oh, I wonder what makes Magnus Magnus.
I'm betting on childhood abandonment. Down a well.
Oh, come on, Kippy Skippy.
No. No, this is unreasonable. We are making a serious podcast about a serious topic. Look, everyone struggles with getting things done. Everyone yearns for goals that seem perpetually out of reach. It is the human condition to dream and fail. It's important that we help people. And it's important that they see us as competent experts. And neither of you are helping make that happen.
Kip, that's not fair.
I'm sorry, listeners. Debbie, this is what we have to deal with here. I assure you that next episode is going to be much less chaotic and much more informative.
So, Grumpy, are you getting enough fiber?
Okay. So, let's, why don't we go back to the tips? I'd like to leave our listeners with something useful before DJ Mussolini over here calls in the firing squad. Did you ever think of a tip to share? Dee Dee?
I'm thinking.
Look, we're running out of time. I thought you prepared for this.
Well, I did. I wrote down some tips.
And?
I must have been chewing cinnamon gum then.
Oh, my God.
Well, why don't you go, Kip?
I don't have one ready. I didn't expect that we'd be doing the tips in this episode. I can't just... Okay.
Oh, I know one.
Oh, thank God.
You begin by...
You've been listening to Anticrastination, a podcast about getting things done. Your hosts were Kip Knight and Dee Dee Dedina, engineered by Magnus Beck, recorded at Pod Puddle Studios. Tune in next week when Kip and Dee Dee teach you how to avoid anxiety through algebra.
me. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Anticrastination Episode 1 is written, produced, and directed by W. Keith Timms and features Sherry Wishart as Dee Dee, W. Keith Timms as Kip, and Eric Ransom as Magnus, with Nicola Fordwood as Ensemble Box Announcer. Anticrastination is a production of Alien Ghost Robot Creative Media and is produced by CJ Penrith and Nancy Timms. Associate producer... Hello? No, I'm recording. No, it is a real job. No, I didn't do the dishes. Fine. Just let me finish recording, okay? Associate producer Matt Earhart. Connect with us at our website, anticrastination.fyi. You can write to Kip and Dee Dee at hosts@anticrastination.fyi. If you're enjoying the show, please leave stars and reviews on your favorite podcast platforms and tell everyone about us. Thanks for listening.